lovely stuff there. What a bit of acid jazz. I don't know if that's what they call it these days, but fortunately, Cy Bartholomew at the other end of the line can tell me how they call it with the genres these days. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you. How are you doing in Portsmouth there? All right.
Yeah, pretty good. Would you call that soul, or would you call it acid jazz? Or if you had to put it in a pigeonhole, Cy, what would you call it?
I would call it...
Would you?
I was really rude then if I said it all the wrong way around.
No, I
think it's it's a continuation of acid jazz music and soul and funk and, you know, Mark Ronson actually produced that track.
I know he did. I've got a note of that. Yeah, Mark Ronson did it there. And, of course, the wonderful thing, we're going to play Getaway in just a moment as well. But I just want to give a bit of background to the listener here, because these guys, the Brand New Heavies, have been really big. I mean, they formed in 85. And if you remember certain songs which were really big smashes for them, Sometimes, You Got a Friend, Dream Come True. I mean, you're looking at a 30-year anniversary coming up, 16 top 40 hits, two went platinum, two went gold on the album front there. So super, super stuff there. They've got this brand new tour going out called Funk Is Back. So let's call it that way as well. And it's great to have Cy on the phone. So hopefully things are going well for you.
Well, you know what? Things are going great because we lost a band member, but we gained a new lease of life and invigoration in ourselves, and we thought we'd try and make a really fantastic sort of comeback album.
Yeah,
we're sort of seeing it as we've got the original singer Endear that most people recognise a band with as we came to rose to fame, and we've got Saida Garrett who, you know, she wrote Man in the Mirror for Michael Jackson. We started writing songs with her, made an album with her eventually.
Yeah,
and we've got a fantastic new singer Angela Ricci.
Yeah.
There's Honey La Rochelle, there's Jack Knight, Beverly Knight's on there.
Yeah, I noticed. And Josh Stone apparently was on as well, wasn't he? Part of the album?
Angie Stone, actually.
Angie Stone. Do you know, they listed it wrong on your website there. So Angie Stone, absolutely love Angie Stone. I mean, the beautiful stuff there. Brother, I remember as well. What a great track that was. And what about Miss Davenport on there at some time or another?
Yeah, she's on there. Yeah, she's on a couple of tracks, you know.
Yeah.
It's great.
Lovely.
For the fans old and new, you know, we've worked with so many different singers and stuff, and we're working with Angela Ricci right now. She's like fantastic. And, you know, we just sort of give a bit of everything to the fans, you know, and do a record in that way. Yeah.
Yeah. And you've got some nice credits along the way, Cy, as well. You know, I mean, some of your songs have been used in movies. I seem to remember American Pie and Sliding Doors, maybe, where you got some of your songs in the movies.
Yeah, there's a Steven Seagal from Marked for Death. And my favourite, because I've got a penguin, it's about a foot tall, and you push a button, and it says, "My name is Cornelio," and dances.
Yes.
My name went on the box, because we made a hip-hop album.
Yes.
Called The Heavy Rhyme Experience, and we've got a tune in Happy Feet.
Yes. Oh, nice.
So I got a penguin that dances, you know, so I'm pretty happy about that. That's
It's like, you know, it's like last week we were talking about a punk band called, New Wave Band, Eddie and the Hot Rods, and Eddie didn't actually exist. He was actually a big sort of, what was he?
I think he was like a crash test, it was almost like a crash test dummy or something. He was just a dummy, wasn't he?
They didn't. Oh, really?
Yeah.
I remember Eddie and the Hot Rods.
Yeah.
I was kind of into my